Last week, the Trump administration, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released the Navigable Waters Protection Rule, the new federal water regulation. This rule replaces the Waters of the U.S., or WOTUS, rule from the previous administration. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about the details of the new rule and the cotton industry's reception of the news.
The Navigable Waters Protection Rule maintains four categories of jurisdictional waters that will still be regulated at the federal level. This includes territorial seas and the traditional navigable waters that are used for interstate commerce. It also includes tributaries such as rivers and streams that typically carry water, and then also lakes, ponds, and other impoundments that can contribute the flow of water into any other body of surface water that connects to those interstate waters for commerce. And then finally, wetlands that are adjacent to any jurisdictional water.
In the new rule, there are several categories of water features that are no longer included under federal regulation.
And this includes groundwater, stormwater runoff, ditches, prior converted cropland, which is important so that those areas are not going to be caught up in this federal regulation. Also, any artificially irrigated areas, so flood irrigated agriculture and other types of irrigation would not be captured. Any man-made water storage reservoirs, irrigation ponds, and other types of farm storage features would not be included, as well as any type of water-filled depressions, water reuse systems. All of these are going to be excluded from this new regulation. Now, there's been criticism by some activists that this is removing too many waters from federal jurisdiction, but the key point here is that while it is removing certain water features from federal regulation, it's giving power back to the individual states to regulate these other bodies of water and water features the way that each state thinks is best fit for their situation. So it does provide a lot of that power back to the state level.
And when it comes to how this rule will impact cotton growers,
we believe the final rule that has been issued is going to help provide additional clarity, predictability, and consistency in how waters are regulated at the federal and state level. And we believe that it does better strike the balance that Congress intended when they first passed the Clean Water Act decades ago. We believe at this point that for the agriculture industry as a whole, and the cotton industry specifically, that this new Navigable Waters Protection Rule is a large improvement over the previous WOTUS regulation. We believe it addresses most of the concerns that we had identified and others in agriculture had noted. And so we will continue to review the details and analyze this. But at this time, we are very pleased with what's been put forward and very appreciative to the current administration for making these important changes and improvements. And no doubt this new regulation will be the subject of additional lawsuits that will be filed by some activist groups and others that are opposed to it. And so we'll have to continue to track that and see how this ultimately gets applied, depending on the outcome of lawsuits and ongoing litigation.